I can't make myself bad enough just that you can move in. And I'm just sitting looking at the faces, and I'm telling you, it's not good for me to sit and look at some of these faces. And today's too hard for me, but I didn't know you stayed. You came back, you stayed. I don't need to tell me, I don't want to know. It's really too hard to speak. It's too hard to be here. And I'm just speaking because to create some kind of structure, framework for the day. We started the day together, and we went through the day together, and so we'll end the day together. One of the reasons that I like to do mincha late, it's a mistake, really you should do mincha early, you should put on tefillin as soon as you can. One of the reasons I like to do mincha late, because I really don't like to say nachem. I'd like to push you off nachem as late as possible. Because we ask Hashem to be menachem us. And last night we sat in a room full of avelim, room full of mourners. And I said last night that nobody's here to be menachem us. Where everybody's availing, there's no menachemim. When we get to mincha, and we say nachim Hashem, it's avele tzion. But we only want one thing. There's only one thing that will do justice to what we're trying to accomplish here. And as you get to the end of the day, it's an incredible day. This powerful day. You reach the end of this day, and all you can think of, all you want, is one form of nechama. And you get to nachem, and I'm afraid that people will be satisfied to do laundry tonight, to get a haircut, to listen to music. And then we're satisfied, and you have Shabbos nachamu. I'm not sure if I suffer more Shabbos Nachamu or Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av, I really suffer. I really suffer on Tisha B'Av. But on Shabbos Nachamu, and we're all satisfied with some crumb, not even, some crumb of a nechama, it causes me a lot more suffering. So I want to push off nothing as far as possible. And we get to the end of the day, and we're still in the depth of it. I know we sit on chairs. I know things are a drop, maybe, a little more normal. And then you're walking into tonight, you're gonna eat, you're gonna push people online, you're gonna chase after food. You're going to get upset that there's not enough. And tomorrow you're blasting the music, all kinds of wonderful music. And you forget everything that we went through. If we went through, we forget everything that we went through. And so, how we expected, when you're sitting, lo aleinu, shouldn't be on you. Lo aleinu, when you're sitting, a real shiva. This, it's a real shiva. That's how we talk now. This is not a real shiva. When you're sitting shiva on a person, a different kind of shiva, and when you get up from shiva, for a lot of people, it's the hardest part of shiva. Because when the person's mace, it's so hard. It's so hard when a person leaves this world and leaves the people who love him, her. But then you sit shiva and you kind of get distracted in a great way. You tell great stories about the person. A lot of times you cry, but you also laugh. You laugh and you also celebrate the person. And pictures passed around. And people who are connected to the person you haven't seen in years. They come by and you sit together and it's just a lovely time. And then when you sit shiv on a person, you get to that last day, especially if it's a small family, and the family kind of looks at each other, because you get up the morning of the last day, and after Shacharis, the small crowd that gathered for Shacharis, they disperse, and the food that everybody brought over the last few days, still on the table, still in the fridge, still filled the trash cans. And sometimes, especially when it's a small family, because everybody loved the person. Everybody cares about the person. That's why they came. That's why they visited. But when it's a small family, the family just sits there together. They kind of look at each other. What do we do now? What are we supposed to do now? And the distractions are gone. And you're not crying anymore. And the funeral's over. And all the sad fireworks of Shiva have passed. And the family looks at each other. How do you function? Is it a seat at the table that's forever empty? How do you continue? How are you supposed to go on? You come back to the table, families who sit every night together. For sure, families, Shabbos, Yom Tov. You come back to the table. You can't look, you don't want to, nobody wants to look at the empty chair. Trying to figure out what to do with the empty chair. Just remove everybody around. Different positions at the table to avoid the pain that comes with staring at this empty chair. What do you do with the clothes? The person has a closet and drawers filled with clothes, and the shoes, her shoes are still littering the front by the door, the entrance when you walk in. What do you do with the shoes? You meant to throw them out, you leave them there. It hurts more to get rid of them or to keep them. But it's only for the small family that remained. Everybody else is gone. Everybody else moved on, as it should be. Everybody moved on to happier places, to more comforting territory. But the small family that remains together, how are you supposed to go on? And we spent this Tisha B'Av, a beautiful family. Really, just a gorgeous family together. And we're supposed to stand up tonight and push for food, to run, to yell and scream and celebrate. And tomorrow, Shabbos. And you forget. Then on Shabbos, over here, we're going to be in the dining room. Oh, we're going to celebrate. And I look forward to celebrating Shabbos. Shabbos, we should celebrate. But we're not comforted. I'm not willing to accept this comfort. I don't believe in this Shabbos Nachamu business. I read also. We read. Nachamu, Nachamu, Amen. Doesn't make me smile. Gives me more pain. Because the only comfort, it's only one comfort. And he teases us. He's so funny. Lo yadu derachai. We don't know his ways. You think we don't know his ways. We don't keep mitzvos. That's what it means. We don't know his ways. We're not perfect people. It's more. We don't get his sense of humor. He has a great sense of humor. Lo yadu derachai means we don't understand his jokes. And it's like a big joke. You took us out of the Holocaust. You gave us Eretz Yisrael. He's teasing us. He's teasing us. A trail of crumbs. It's not enough. We're not satisfied. Eretz Yisrael without you is nothing. Nothing. Our survival without you, it's worthless. The joy and celebration we have in our world today, the families we've built, the communities we developed, we just want you. We just want you. And that gives everything value. We want you to join us on Har HaBayis. We want you to join us in all of our broken families. And we want you to join us in our broken lives. And without that, we're not comforted. Don't walk into my Shiva house and put a cookie on the table and say you did your job. I'm not interested in your cookie. I want you to stay. You want to come to my Shiva house? I want you to stay. And so we'll daven together. We'll daven, we'll sing. Singing is the strongest davening. We'll sing together. Sing songs of begging, 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 begging. It's like you get on a FaceTime. God forbid, it shouldn't happen to anybody. You find out your parents maybe drifted apart. And when you're young, when you're very young, you don't understand. And you get on a FaceTime with your dad. Mom told you that dad left. And you get on a FaceTime with dad and you think, when you're young, you assume for some reason it's your fault. And you get on a FaceTime with dad and you say, Dad, I promise I'm going to be good. I promise we're going to be good. I promise we're going to be better. Come back to mommy. Come back to us. I promise we're going to be good. And how to be good? That's just so. It's nothing complicated. Sitting here, Mincha. There's the tissues, the napkins they have from the dining room. And it says over there, so I don't even know, gratitude, something Morasha, gratitude. And the other side, Hashiveinu. It's not complicated. We're going to be good. We promise we're going to be good. We promise we're going to try better. Just be good. Just be kind to each other. Chaim said so beautifully last night. It's just to bring a little more light, to take a broom, to give somebody else from the food before you take, to get a cup of water. It's not complicated. Don't make this complicated. Really, don't make this too complicated. We put on tefillin, we daven, we're great, we're great. Nobody's doing anything wrong. But Dad, we're going to be a little better. If it's because of us that you left, so we're going to be a little bit better. A little more light we'll bring into the world. To be kind, to respect, to have gratitude to our parents, the most to our parents, the most. The most to our parents, that's the most important. The most to our parents, to the people we live with, to the kids that look up to us. To be kind, just to be kind. And the most to be kind to ourselves. The most. To be kind to ourselves. Not to get angry at ourselves. Not to feel shame and guilt and depressed and anxious. To be kind to ourselves. To make a world that Hashem's waiting to be a part of. So we're going to sing songs. We're going to daven now. Songs, for sure, a little pain in the songs, for sure. It's impossible not. for sure a little pain, but more than pain, we're begging. We're begging. Look around. Look what's happening here. We sat last night by us in the Kolo. 50 chevra stayed till 1 a.m. Dads pulled up. They drove back to, drove 3 hours back home, back to the city. This is where we're at. We're in such a great, beautiful place. So Dad, please, we're going to be a little better. But you want to give us nachim? You want to give us Shabbos nachamu? One thing. One thing. Nothing else. There's no negotiations here. There's no compromises. One thing. We want you here to stay. Shalom, Mr.